This is KERA News. I'm Dwahli Saikautau. North Central Texas College is in shock. Four softball players from the community college's main campus in Gainesville died over the weekend in a bus crash just north of the Oklahoma border. The latest flower arrangements to this small college didn't get delivered the usual way. Instead, a dozen firefighters came on three trucks and in front of a growing audience took out two sprays of white roses mixed with red carnations, lilies, and Veronicas.
On behalf of the Gainesville Fire Department and the Gainesville Firefighters Association.
After an impromptu moment of silence, the firefighters shook hands with school officials and some hugged students. Matt Eddington represents the local Firefighters Association.
We feel the sadness that they do.
That sadness was expressed on the school's website and Facebook page, as well as on Twitter, hashtag NCTC. On campus, handwritten messages were left next to blue and red teddy bears. There were also bright green softballs signed by classmates.
This is a parent's worst nightmare. When you put your child on that bus, you never think about them not coming home.
Sandy Otto is a parent and also works for the college. She's been balancing flower deliveries and calls from around the country. She knows what comes in and what goes out. And when the bus with the softball team left Friday, she was there.
I stood on the porch outside my office and visited with four of them.
Each had their sack lunches, ribbons in their hair, and they were so happy, she said.
They're like our girls. They're just like my daughters. Where my office is, I watch them come every morning to breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Now, outside her office, in front of the college, are four more softballs with the letters RIP. One for Brooke Deckard of Scurry, one for Jaden Pelton of Telephone, another for Megan Richardson of Wiley, the last for Caitlin Woodley of Windham.
I knew Caitlin. Well, I seen her a lot because I work in the library. I noticed her because she had really pretty curly hair.
Caprice Vaughn is a first-year student. She saw Caitlin Woodley the day before the bus crash.
The last time I seen her was Thursday, and she was complaining how she didn't want to write her essay or something like that. And I was like, I know, I have to do mine too.
Vaughn said a lot of students made it through Monday classes, but it was tougher at her dorm.
Usually people's running around, playing around, but everyone just sitting around watching TV or something. There's no music in the dorms, and there's always music in the dorms.
Grief counselors are available to help both students and staff, said college president Brent Wallace. He described this crash as the most traumatic event in the school's 90-year history.
They would wish to be remembered, I believe, by what you see often in their picture on the softball field, doing what they loved, being with their friends, strong, independent young women dedicated to their team. Dedicated to their families and dedicated to their sport.
The first funeral for Jaden Pelton is planned for Thursday in Telephone, Texas. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.